الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. One of the ideas that is repeated in our dua and is related to the concept of tawbah, which as we approach Laylatul Qadr, we are more and more in need of this. If we are to have a better following year or years, a better future, each year Laylatul Qadr is the night that the following year, what will happen, the sustenance of people, material as well as spiritual, is brought down by the angels. بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرِ. All of that is brought down upon the hujjah of Allah at each time, and today it's the Imam of our time. What we do on those days, what we do leading to those days, is going to play an important role. As you've probably heard, Laylatul Qadr, as it says, is Layla. It's one night. It's not three nights. Laylatul Qadr is only one night. We commemorate three nights. And for whoever looks at the ahadith, it's pretty clear that it's the night of the 23rd. It's not really too difficult to figure that out. Meaning, it's not something that, you know, I've had this discovery or whatever. If you just check the ahadith, you will see it. But the Ahlul Bayt, the Prophet, first and foremost, mentioned three nights for ihya, for staying up, doing a'mal. Two nights of preparation, and the last night is the night where this is going to be revealed. All of that will be sent down. And so all of that is going to be important. One of the most important things that can change our destiny is tawbah. Tawbah. Tawbah is turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the concepts that is related to tawbah, and it's repeated in our du'as, if you check, I'll give you what the idea is, and then you'll go and read some of the du'as that you usually would read, some on a weekly basis, others in the month of Ramadan, others every now and then. You will find that many of the lines are related to this idea. In order to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person must realize that they have turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That realization is important. As long as I think I'm good, I'm doing good, I'm fine. And if I do istighfar, it's because I'm told istighfar is good. I just say astaghfirullah rabbi wa atubu ilayhi, astaghfirullah rabbi wa atubu ilayhi. I keep repeating that line over and over again. Or I hear it's good to repent from sins and say, oh Allah, forgive me of my sins. But in my heart, I don't actually... Even when we remember, one of the things that has been said is to remember. Okay, try to remind yourself. They say, we have hadith on this as well. It's never good to try to remind yourself of the good deeds that you've done. All right. If you did anything good, forget it. Forget you ever did a good deed. But bad deeds, we're told, we need to remember them. Now, when these special nights come, we want to do tawbah, we want to remember them. All right, so I remember I did this, I did that. Do I actually feel what I did was wrong? Do I feel what I did was bad? Many of the lines of the dua are to try to get us to feel that in different ways. The idea of repetition, repeating with different words, different wordings, different sentences, different ways of putting it, is to get the heart ready. At some point, one of these lines catches the attention of the mind and the heart, and one breaks down and realizes how wrong one has been and how wrong what we have done, what I have done has been. One of the lines in Dua Abu Hamza al-Thumali, which I think on the nights that the programs finish at 1:30, we will continue. Whoever likes to say, the official timing of the program is 1:30. Whoever likes to stay until Fajr time, I think one of the du'as that we will have available is Dua Abu Hamza al-Thumali. أَنَا الَّذِي عَصَيْتُ جَبَّارَ السَّمَاءِ. I am the one who has disobeyed جَبَّارَ السَّمَاءِ. Recite a salawat, please. Alhamdulillah for those kids and them playing. And alhamdulillah for the patience the community has. Some of these nights I'm waiting for somebody to snap. And alhamdulillah, it hasn't happened. I'm very glad that hasn't happened. Inshallah, it won't happen. We don't need to. We can be patient. Pause a little bit. We'll give them room to speak or joke or whatever, and then we can continue. Recite another salawat, please. I am the one who disobeyed Jabbar al-Sama. Jabbar is the one whose will overcomes and no one can say no to. Whatever he wants will happen. Jabbar al-Sama. We understood the heaven, the look up above you, look at what's there, the vastness. If you think the earth is vast, the earth is nothing. It's not even a larger planet, much less to compare it to a star. And then look at the numbers that are there. That's the Sama. Jabbar al-Sama. The one who is making this earth rotate around the sun the way it does. And the moon to go around the earth the way it does. With the precision that's there. Every single planet in the solar system. And that includes every single molecule and every subatomic particle that's within these planets. And stars and all of that. They are all 100% obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What he wants happens. He is the Jabbar, Jabbar al-Sama. أَنَا الَّذِي عَصَيْتُ جَبَّارَ السَّمَا. I am the one who has disobeyed Jabbar al-Sama. I feel like who you're disobeying. Make it feel like I've done wrong. How wrong is it? Feel like something is wrong. Do you understand who you're disobeying? One of the ways it makes it feel, as I said, feeling what we have done wrong. One of the ways that that can happen is to understand who are we disobeying. Another line, أَنَا الَّذِي عَلَى سَيِّدِهِ اجْتَرَى. I'm the one who has had the audacity against his master. He is our Sayyid. He is our Rabb. He is our Mawla. In every sense of the word. And I disobey. Disrespect. One of the beautiful other lines that we have there, instead of mentioning the wrong, it's along the same lines to get us to feel how bad it is what we are doing. It says, "Oh Allah," I can't remember the Arabic. You can check the translation, perhaps work out the Arabic or find the Arabic. It says, "I didn't disobey you when I disobeyed you because I thought you were the least important person to watch me. Because if there's anybody else, if there was even a baby in the room, I would have thought twice about doing the same thing. But the reason why I did it and I knew you were watching is not because I didn't acknowledge you or I didn't respect you or I felt that you were so insignificant I didn't care. It's because how kind you are, how merciful you are, how covering you are. You cover me. You don't let anybody else know of this. You forgive me. This has caused me to feel comfortable in disobeying you while I know you're watching. And while I respect your presence, while I understand who you are." Of course, Imam Zain al-Abidin is saying that we don't understand it. The way we should read that is to feel ashamed. And perhaps Imam Zain al-Abidin actually means that. I don't know. I can't understand how exactly Imam Zain al-Abidin means it for himself, because he means it genuinely. Everything he says, everything the Imams say, they mean it genuinely. They're not saying it for us to learn. But I don't know how he means it. I can't understand that properly, or any at all. The way I understand it for myself is this. He says, "I'm not disobeying you because, or in your presence, doing something wrong because I don't respect you, or I don't understand your greatness. It's because how kind, merciful, generous, forgiving, covering," which is one of the lines in Dua al-Iftitah as well. Recite a salawat, please. وَسَتَرْتَ عَلَيَّ كُلَّ عَوْرَةٍ وَأَنَا أَعْصِيكَ. You covered every bad thing of mine while I disobey you. In other words, in the disobedience itself, while I'm doing that disobedience, it's an ugly act. The ugliest thing to do is to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything else is, if ugly, it's not even comparable. While I'm doing that, God who's being disobeyed is covering me up so others. In Dua Kumail, we have that as well. وَأَنْتَ الرَّقِيبَ عَلَيَّ مِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ وَالشَّاهِدَ لِمَا خَفِّيَ عَنْهُمْ وَبِرَحْمَتِكَ أَخْفَيْتَ وَبِفَضْلِكَ سَتَرْتَ. It says, "Oh Allah, forgive me on this night," in Dua Kumail, "all the sins that you have your kiramul katibin, the ones who write the sins, for them to write down. And then my own limbs, my own tongue, my own ears, my own eyes, whatever I commit the sin with is a witness to that. They are also recording it. And then above all, you are watching over me and you notice things that they, none of them realize. Neither the angels nor the limbs and body parts. And you cover that up from everyone. You don't let anyone know about it." He could have revealed that too. He said, "No, I want to keep these. I'm not going to allow even my angels to know that he did this or said this or thought this and so on." What's the purpose in all of this? All of this is to get one to feel the guilt and the wrong of what they have done. If I don't feel that, and believe me, it's a feeling that you just tremble, you just break down, you just start crying, you can't control it. Once you feel it, you feel how horrible what I have done is. And without that, I can repeat it as many times as I want. It's not going to have the impact. It's not going to have the impact. Now, I don't know, God is all merciful, but the real effect of tawbah, the one that makes a person change their life, change significantly, is this feeling that is required for one to change. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look, we need to appreciate the hardships and difficulties that God gives us. We need to appreciate that. Because on our own, we don't do that. We don't go and figure these things out. We don't feel that. He gives us that hardship where we feel desperate. And we go to His door. We beg Him for something material. In the process of that, when we feel heartbroken, He reminds us of the wrong and we start asking for forgiveness in that state. And that's when it really hits us. That's His mercy. That's His kindness. Really, okay, not in a joking way, like, yeah, that's His kindness. No, it really is. You look at the story of Prophet Yunus. He's a prophet, right? And this a reminder of something that was said before. Tawbah is not something that, oh, if I'm doing kaba'ir, if I'm committing, God forbid, fornication, and you know, doing all kinds of those types of sins, which inshallah none of us are involved in, then I have to do tawbah. Otherwise, you know, just say istighfar, you're good. And by the way, there's a lot of greater sins than fornication that this tongue can do and we don't even realize, and we do it all the time. Okay. We do it all the time sometimes. I have to be careful. Anyhow, even people who don't do any of those, just, there's still layers of shirk that we don't realize. It doesn't hit us. I don't realize that I consider this shaitan as something. I don't realize it. I think, yeah, I believe, la ilaha illallah. I can't do anything. I am nothing. I keep saying, yeah, we're nothing. We're nothing. I didn't do this. This masjid, I didn't do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If somebody says something wrong about the masjid, the guy wants to rip everybody apart. If it's Allah's, then if Allah did it, then why are you feeling offended? Somebody said something about another masjid, you wouldn't feel offended. There's nafs there. It's the nafs. Recite well. Ah, Malana, it's such a beautiful recitation. This, that, the, oh, it's not mine. It's Allah's. And somebody critiques it. I'm like, really? Is it for Allah? Is it from Allah? Do I see it's Allah's? Prophet Yunus. He's a prophet. He's got layers of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy took him to the sea. فَسَاهَمَ They had to do a drawing. Who's going to be thrown? It was too heavy, the ship was. Too many people were on board. And storm and so on. They had to throw some people off board, off the ship. And so how do we do it? Like, okay, the only way is to do Qur'ah. Something we call istikhara, a similar idea. You do Qur'an, a drawing. It's all the same thing. فَسَاهَمَ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُتْحَذِينَ He was one of the ones as Qur'an came out, needs to be thrown off. Thrown off, whale comes and takes him in. Do we imagine, have we been alone by ourselves? I don't know if you've been to the Midwest or not, but sometimes when you're driving in those roads, nobody's there. You see not a soul, no car, no house, no nothing. Okay. I was driving in North Dakota. I was going from DC to Calgary, Canada, driving 3 days driving. Sometimes just feeling all lonely and just feel scared. There's nobody there. And I'm with my family. Imagine being alone, and then in that darkness of the belly of the well. How horrible can you feel? How lonely, how you don't know what's happening. I mean, you've been swallowed by an animal. You're going to get digested. What's going to happen? I mean, just think about these things. God put him through that process. وَذَنُّونَ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَلَّا نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ All of that was for this realization. He needed to have this realization. It needed to hit him. La ilaha illa ant. There is no God but you. I am nothing. That's the reality. Subhanak. You're exalted. There can't be anyone that resembles you even in existence. No one has their own existence. It's all 100% God's. 100%. Not 99% His, 1% mine. 100% of it is His. One of the ulama, I remembered this, inshallah it helps explain this idea. He went up on the mambar, he said, look, 124,000 prophets came and said, become muwahid. Okay. Become monotheist. Believe in one God. I have come to you and I'm going to go against all those prophets. I'm going to tell you, be mushrik. Be mushrik. Be polytheist. Why? Because they were saying, leave the other deities, only stick to God. What I'm seeing, this scholar, speaker was saying, is that we don't have any share for God. Let's give God a share. I think I am everything. How bad it is. I think I am everything. That's why the ulama, I'll say, the greatest sanam or the greatest idol is the idol of the nafs. That's the last idol to throw off, get rid of. Realization that I am actually mushrik. I'm doing shirk. Inna shirka la zulmun azeem. It is a great zulm, it's an oppression. Oppression of the self. No one can oppress Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Realization. God put Yunus through that for this realization. In the month of Ramadan, brothers and sisters, we're not eating as much during the day. And I know we try to get a little more sleep and so on during the day. And that's ibadah as well. But find a little bit of time, we should, to think. Think about what? They say thinking in Islam is great. Thinking about what? Thinking how to develop technology. Thinking about programming. Thinking about sciences. Thinking about what? Thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thinking about one's own reality. Who we really are. We need to think about this. Look inside. See the signs of God. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. We will show them. If you spend time thinking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show you that you're nothing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everything. The ayah within yourself will be shown to you. When we don't pay attention, we don't see that ayah. We don't see that sign and think, no, I'm doing my things. I'm in charge of whatever I'm doing. And a lot more than that. This needs to happen in the month of Ramadan. It's a great time for this. The nights of Qadr the night of Qadr is approaching. The nights of worship are approaching. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us. And bottom line is, we really can't do it ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs to give us that. Either through a process similar to what Prophet Yunus went through, or through other means that he has. But he needs to give us that. And we hope that, inshallah, in this month of Ramadan, we're at least shown some of it, because I'm speaking for myself. There's so much there that it takes a long time to see. If he shows me one, and I'm able to overcome that in that way, then that I think is enough for me for this month, and then we can leave the rest of it for the following months of Ramadan. Oh Allah, we ask you by the rights of the Ahlul Bayt to hasten the return of our Imam. We ask you to help us and help all those who are striving to become close and true companions of the Imam of our time. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect and to help all those who are helping his cause, especially the ulama, the maraja, and more so our leader. Oh Allah, forgive us all of our sins, forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who've left this world, those who are alive. Oh Allah, we all have needs, hajat, requests. Grant all of us our needs, our hajat, our requests. Relieve the ill from their illnesses, those who are suffering from hardships in this region, different hardships, financial and otherwise. as well as believers who are struggling in Yemen, in the occupied lands, in other areas in Syria. Still people are suffering in parts of Iraq. There are still many problems that are there. In Bahrain, people are in prison. In Saudi, la'natullah alayhim, there is still a lot of oppression and people are suffering. We ask Allah to relieve all of them from the sufferings and the problems they're facing. We ask Allah to relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Bin Nabiya wa Alih, rahimallah man qara al-fatihata ma'as-salawat.